Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. This week on the conversation, an amazing six-year-old Chicago girl who, well, what would you do when you're 6 years old? I'd want a birthday party, not her. She wanted to feed the homeless for that day. I'm going to get started with that when I get into the conversation. A selfless act. And it's coming from the parents. You know. Also, the White House gives a statement on the COB's report about the GOP healthcare bill. I'm going to get into that because that's pretty interesting. Also, the ACLU nationwide hosted a training session where it emphasized the legal rights of Americans to protest the Trump administration. You know, you work in the streets, we'll take them to court. You know, like, that's really going to solve anything? Lord help us. This is even sicker. Snoop Dogg did a music video where he basically has a guy looking like Trump. It's a clown that he mock shoots. The whole video is just sick. I mean, what's this world coming to? Because, I mean, if we tried to do that with Obama, Lord help us, it'd be all over the media. I mean, except for like Fox News and, you know, like InfoWars and a couple others, like Drudge Report, no one's covering it. Also, Arnold Schwarzenegger has said, it's flattering that you think I should run for the Senate, but I'm not doing it because I basically want to bring sanity to Washington through redistricting reform, like we passed in California. You want to have the Senate in Congress and all that in Washington, D.C. as bankrupt and as bad as California? Wonderful. Your parents should be proud. And I don't know if you watched the NASCAR boxing fight in Vegas. Woo, what a boxing fight. I'm going to get into that. You know, it's just crazy. And much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. James 3:16. For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. Kind of think about that as you're going through the day to day. And, you know, that quote, I love that quote because, you know, this is what I always tell people, and I've told my wife this a million times, you know. If you have you want to have great crops, right? Well, how do you have great crops? You take care of them, you water them, you make sure they got sun. Yeah, I know it sucks being out in the sun, but planting in the shade ain't going to help. You know, your plants got to have sun. They need to be taken care of, watered. You need to feed it. You know, if you take care of your fruits and vegetables, you'll get good fruits and vegetables in the end. Well, if you take care of your marriage, you'll have something good in the end. You know, if you get her roses and you do stuff for her, you make her breakfast and you're there for her. You know, how can you expect good things to come out of your marriage if you don't put good things into it? I mean, you're not always going to, in a relationship, see eye to eye. So I'm not always going to see eye to eye with my wife or whatever, but, you know, that's what we got to do in this country. You know, we need to see eye to eye. You need to kind of step back. But, you know, it's the little things in life that make our day. Like this girl. I'm going to see if I can pronounce her. I'll tell you, I'm bad with names. Let me see if I can I can bring, I can't even, it's like, it's one of those, she's black, nothing against that, but like her name's one of those like weird names. It's A-S-T-E-S-H-A-A-R-M-A-N-I-S. However you pronounce that, that's like her name. Minus the S is the apostrophe, you know, it's like, because that was, you know, like, I was talking about her mom, but her mom's like, you know, my son, I don't have, my daughter, you know, if I have a son or daughter, you know, what does your son or daughter want when they're 6 years old? They want to have a birthday party. They want to do stuff on their birthday. She wanted to give back and feed the homeless and do stuff for the less fortunate. That brought me to dang near tears to see someone actually wanting to give back. What a concept. You know, because we live in this world of super sweet 16s. You got to be, huh? Okay, we're not flying around to 45 places in your dad's Learjet just so you can get a dress for this sweet 16. You kidding me? And they had one of them where, like, the dad rolled up in, like, an old, like, Chevy truck. And what the heck is this? I'd have been like, heck, dad got me a Chevy truck. All right, cool. Now I'm going to be like Dale Earnhardt. Sweet. The only difference is he has the money to keep it maintained. I'm going to have to save up to keep it maintained, but thank you. Dad got me a Chevy truck. Can you believe it? It's a 1979. Holy cow. Not those chicks. Where's my... You were supposed to get me a custom $40 million BMW with a gold engine. And to see a six-year-old girl saying, you know what? Screw this birthday. I want to help others that don't even have. I'll be the first to admit there's things like, I want, gimme, gimme. But at the same time, but then I sit there and I think about, and well, you know what? I always put it in God's hands, you know? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. Because there's so many things that, there's things I've wanted over the years on eBay. Like before I got celiac, I used to do a lot of cakes. And if someone wants a gluten-free cake, I have no problem doing it. But I got like a cake turner. Now we use it when I decorate my cake or my wife decorates. You know, when my wife decorates my cake or vice versa. And I got this cake thing. And they had one on eBay. I'm like, oh, this is cheap, man. Score. By the time it sold, it was like maybe like $6 cheaper. I could have bought a brand new one for $6 more, which I ended up doing. You know, and there's things I've looked for. And by the time it's like $10, the starting bid. But then by the time you go to bid on it, when it ends, 9 times out of 10, they're like one step away from being what you could buy them for. You may save like $2, but still, I mean, I don't know. And I always say, hey, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. You know, if it's God's will, it is. Because I saw a violin one time on eBay. It was like a $200 violin starting out. But I'm like, let me see what these go for. And it was like a $1,500 retail violin. When it was all said and done, at the end of the auction, it was like $1,450. I'm like, dang, I thought maybe it might go for $300. And then I could like sell it for a lot, but no. But, you know, but I always put it in God's hands. You know, if it's his will, it's his way, you know. And if I get it, I do. If I don't, I don't, you know. But just to see that girl and the selfishness about, you know, just serving the homeless. And that's just awesome. And that should be on Evan. That should be all over. That's just so, I mean, because you don't see that. That's like a rarity. You know, it's like. It's like a museum piece. But with all the anti-everything, it's nice to have someone that's pro-something. Someone wants to give back. Well, the White House, as I move on, made a statement about this CBO's report on the GOP healthcare bill, which isn't even, it's just a rough bill. It's not even finished yet, and it's amazing how all the liberals are whining and bitching. Well, this is gonna be passed too fast, and yada yada, all this crap. Well, first of all, this is just a rough draft. The CBO has been off. The CBO actually said that there'd be 8 million more people covered under Obamacare than were. They're not perfect. It's not, the bill's not set in stone or anything. But where were all these liberals bitching when Nancy Pelosi said, well, we have to pass the bill to find out what's in it, you know? I mean, because we can't read the thing. We just have to pass this Obamacare and... Okay. Really? You didn't bitch when Nancy Pelosi said, we're not going to pass this Obamacare bill by reading it. We're just going to pass it and find out what's in it as we go along. When you get told by your doctor that you can't do something, it reminds me of that thing in Alaska where Ted Nugent has like a hunting show on this outdoor survival channel. And I guess in Alaska, there's some law that supposedly, like, if I take a bow and I hit a deer or a bear and I hit the bear but don't kill it, then that tag that I have for a bear attaches to that bear or deer that the arrow touched, and I have to kill that one. And they tried to take Ted Nugent to court over it, and the judge had never heard of the law. The judge had never heard of it, and he's lived there his whole life. You know? I don't get it. If people can't see the double standard, it's like blinking in big, bold letters. 5 million, fine. Bing, 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 double standard, double standard. I mean, they're okay with Nancy Pelosi just supporting passing the bill without reading it, not knowing what's in it, what it's going to, whatever, they don't care. But God forbid, you know, we try to pass anything, because what they're going to say is these greedy, evil Republicans, they're going to eliminate your health care. Well, most of the people I know that have Obamacare can't afford it, because, I've got health care now, but... Okay, I've got to pay $20,000 before I can get anything paid for. So basically, I have to have the health insurance because I'll get fined. But I'd be better off if I didn't have the health care because I have to pay for it anyways. And they go off, well, there's all these people that are not going to be on it, and this and that and that. And like, well, that's the rough draft, and the CBO really doesn't, they don't take a lot of things into account. You know, this is what they assume will happen. This is not what's going to go in the market or what the marketplace is going to do or what have you. That's what people don't get. It's just kind of like, going over a rough skimming of it, this is what we see. But like I said last week, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter, folks. The Republicans could pass a single-payer healthcare system, and there'd be still Democrats pissing them off. But hey, there's no double standard here. Get old. I'm just so sick of this double. Because how do you expect anybody to get anything done when you have no one saying anything good about anything? I mean, if you had Democrats that said, we like this healthcare bill, but let's do this, let's do that. They're all in it for themselves. I mean, you figure when Obamacare passed a I love that when Obama and his Obamacare passes a law that he doesn't even have to use. I share to people all the time that think Obama is the greatest. I'm like, yeah, what is Obama's only achievement? Obamacare? It's so wonderful that he won't even use his crowning achievement. I want you to tell me if the liberal media would be going at, they would be going ballistic if Donald Trump passed a health care bill that he and his family didn't have to use. Oh, but since all the congressmen and senators didn't have to use Obamacare, who cares, you know? Obama doesn't have to be on his own health care plan, but, you know, we're forced to use it and shove down our throats. This is what really gets me. The ACLU nationwide hosted a training session where it emphasized the legal rights of Americans to protest the Trump administration. ACLU, you work in the streets, we'll work in the courts. Really? Oh, let's just knock down Trump. Well, if Trump is going to be so bad, why wouldn't you want all his policies to go through? Why wouldn't you let him do what he wants to do? And then when it all fails and everything falls apart, then you can blame him. That would make much more sense, in my opinion. If you really think Trump is going to be that bad, wouldn't you want all his policies to pass so that they can fail? And then you can blame him? We can't have Trump as president because we're going to have protests and violence and riots and all this crap. Well, gee, you people that don't want this stuff are the ones that are causing it. I think you don't want him to do his policies because they'll work. Either they'll work or you're just dumb and they're giving you, here's $2,000, just go protest. And I think that's a lot of what it is, because half the people that they interview when they're protesting don't know anything. Whatever. You know, that's this wonderful country of ours. We need to ensure that a president can't do anything that he needs to do. We need to just trash this country. We need to just make it, I don't understand. I can't explain that to me. Let's take a president and let's try to stop everything he's trying to do. You know, because, I mean, they're making claims that Donald Trump is trying to take credit for the Obama economy. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't touch the Obama economy with a 20-foot pole. I wouldn't take credit for that. But hey, that's this wonderful, all-loving, let's-get-along Democrats who you need to be respectful of others' beliefs and ideas. We need to be all, it's like that Hall of Tolerance, that South Park episode. You need to be tolerant. And then when they get out there, you greedy smoker, get out of here, you dirty lungs. Really? You just went through the Hall of Tolerance. Yeah, they're tolerant to anyone that supports their viewpoint. If not, they're not tolerant. And you wonder, the liberal media would have their panties in a wad 25 times over, going ballistic, doing nonstop segments on this if it was a white person doing a music video mock shooting Obama. But Snoop Dogg makes a music video. And there's a guy that's a clown that looks like Trump, and he takes a toy gun and mock shoots him. That is, it's just sick. But that's the world we live in. It's perfectly okay to want to criticize George Bush or Ronald Reagan or any Republican or Mott Killam or anything, but how dare you try to do that to a Nancy Pelosi or Hillary Clinton or whatever? They would go ballistic if you tried to do that. You'd never hear the end of it. But that's that wonderful, compassionate, and tolerant liberal that, you know, they should be outraged. Period. Depicting the death of anybody, let alone our president. Because to me, there's no difference. You're basically saying, yes, that's what I want to do. I mean, show me where he's jokingly not wanting, where he's joking about it. No. He is basically, you know, listen to the song. There's real, like, man, I really wish I could pull the trigger on that SOB. I mean, the media is going after Jeff Sessions because he asked for the resignation of 46 U.S. attorney generals, like attorneys and stuff, associated with Obama. And they're going ballistic over that. Well, I do seem to remember one day when Bill Clinton and his people got rid of 93. Oh, no, they wouldn't do anything. Janet Reno and him? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, it's... And I like when they have, like, people on MSNBC and they're like, so why is it okay for Bill Clinton and, you know, Janet Reno to get rid of 93, but Trump can't? Trump couldn't even think about doing it and they'd go ballistic. But Hillary Clinton can get away with it and do it. I mean, she could fire everybody and they wouldn't have a, they'd praise her for doing it, but it's this damn double standard. But don't worry, folks. They aren't going anywhere because Nancy Pelosi did a like a Twitter thing about Obamacare, thinking people would be like praising it. And most people are against it. Like, it's, you know, like I've said before, well, you Obamacare for most people is giving you the driver's license, but not giving you a car to drive. You know, here's your driver's license, but here's, but there's no car to drive. How's that going to work? Okay, we're going to have a party and we're going to have all kinds of signs and streamers and stuff, but we're not going to give you tape. So how are you going to hang it? If you ain't got no tape, it's pointless. We're going to give you a, we're going to give you a cake mix, but we're not going to give you an oven. How are you going to, what good's a cake mix if you ain't got an oven? Oh, we'll give you the oven, but we won't give you a pan. So how are you going to make it? You know, that's just, you know, that's what most people basically were saying. Hey, I'm going to put this on Twitter and the internet and people are going to love it. Nope. And she got bombarded with all these people like, hey, I lost my coverage. And the letter was because of Obamacare. I had insurance. Yeah, or triple their, yeah, exactly. It's just hilarious. Yep. Moving on, folks. I just love this because I was going to save this to the sports segment, but it's just great because, you know, Colin Kaepernick is like, well, I'll stand up. I'll do whatever. You know, I'm not going to disrespect the national anthem anymore and all this crap because they're having like free agency, free market and stuff. And he's out there and he's getting 1-800 no rhythm. Nobody is interested in him. I wouldn't want him either. I mean, even Jay Cutler is getting called by the Jets. But then when he's disrespecting our nation, disrespecting our country, and he sucks. I mean, if he was disrespecting the nation and everything, but he took his team to the Super Bowl, a team may say, hey, you straighten your act out, you know, whatever. They go, you know, there may be some validity to take him. I don't know if I wouldn't take him. Someone that's just, but when he sucks and he's disrespecting our nation and not standing up for the national anthem, hey. You know, you reap what you sow. And I think he might be getting a one-way ticket to Cuba because he's got that Fidel Castro shirt on. And something you really won't hear on the liberal news is Vladimir Putin wants America to know that the Clinton campaign also met with Russian leaders. There's evidence that Trump's people did too. Whoop-de-doo. So they're talking. You know, hey, if I'm going to be president, we're going to have to work with China. We're going to have to talk to China and Cuba and all these other countries in South Korea and North Korea. But Vladimir Putin's come out and said, hey, from the horse's mouth, Clinton's people came and talked to us. So if you're going to say that we're in cahoots with Trump, I don't think so, because then you might as well say we're in cahoots with Clinton too. I mean, I don't know. Something's got to change in this country because I'm so sick and tired of the crap that goes on. I mean, well, I voted for Trump because I have a free country. And every 4 years, I have the right to choose who runs my country. I have that freedom. And I don't take that lightly. I didn't sit there and say, oh, thank God Trump's in with Putin. Thank God. No. If he's talking to Russia, I'm like, thank God he's talking to leaders of other countries. Thank God we're finding out that, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is calling and saying, thank God you're in the White House. Thank God I have someone that's going to stand by us against Iran. That's going to be there for us. And there were many nations that were like, thank God Trump got in. Not, well, dang it. It seems to be only the left in America and maybe a couple people outside that are sad that Hillary Clinton didn't get in, like ISIS and, you know, Syria and terrorists and stuff like that. But for the most part, many nations like France and Germany and England and all this, like, thank God we have Trump in the White House. Thank God. Thank God. But got about 30 minutes left in the program, and I really want to thank you all for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I just keep coming back to this ACLU crap and like, oh, let's just, don't worry. We're going to stop everything he's doing. And then what? Then, and I bet you if the country falls apart, they'll try to blame him. I mean, seriously? Well, you trash America, and we'll stop everything that Trump does in court. even though it was passed by the House and Senate and everything, even Democrats voted on it, we're going to veto it. We're going to make sure that it gets taken. We're going to fight it in court. I mean, yeah, that really shows me that you want America to be great, that you want America to be a thriving country. No, but that shows me is you want to have a country where every job is getting shipped overseas, where if we buy something from China, there's fees and taxes, but when we ship stuff over there, there's no fees, there's no nothing. It goes to show me that you don't care about America. You don't like America. I mean, don't worry, folks. I mean, we only got, like, entertainers and stuff that are mock-killing Trump. That stuff in a million years would never happen. I guarantee you, they would probably arrest somebody if that was someone doing that to Obama or to Clinton. But that same person, if it was done about Bush, he'd get a Nobel Peace Prize. For taking out the garbage. The Valley High School students wore U.S.-themed attire, and they were told to take it off and stuff because it was deemed offensive, because the other team's players, some of them were from refugee families. Yes, you heard me correctly. Some of the other team's players, their opponent's team, the other school's team, some of their players were from refugee families. And they can't wear anything U.S. because that's offensive. Because we have a president that might actually want to ensure that everyone comes here safe. See, some of these people that are coming across, these refugees, are true, real refugees. And they're coming from bad circumstances. They want to come to a safe place. But guess what? They want to be vetted. They want to make sure that people are safe, so they don't have to worry about getting shot and beheaded and stoned and killed. But, you know, you're going to have to take that shirt off because you're going to offend that refugee. Well, I'm going to go outside to do it. When I'm outside, I'm going to take down that American flag and I'm going to make sure that there are no American flags in any of the classrooms, because that's going to offend them. So I'm going to make sure I take them all down. And I'm going to make sure that there's no reference to the United States of America in any of these classrooms. And I want to make sure that the teachers know that they can't reference that this is America, because that might offend those kids that are parents or refugees and they're refugees. Grow that F up. What the heck? What country have we come in? What has America become? We can't even support our own nation. Oh, well, that's because so many people think that Trump is banning people. No, he's not banning anything. He's just trying to make sure 9/11 doesn't happen again. Like when Katrina happened, that area, they let boats kind of freely go in there with little inspection. Why? Because they wanted to, as quickly as possible, get supplies to the people in Katrina. And I heard people say that that was a way to go. Because you could sit there, let's load this ship up full of coke and let's get it, because they're not really checking the boats, because they want to just try to get, because it's going to take, if they have to inspect these boats, guess what? It's going to take a long time for these supplies from other places to come to help the people of Katrina. And they may have some supplies on there to help, but hey, it's a good way to get smuggle stuff in when they're not really being too careful about what's being done to ensure that they go through all the cargo, because they want to speed up the process of getting supplies to people. Sorry, folks, if you don't want to ensure that people coming here are safe and you don't care if terrorists come into this country and want to kill us. Sorry. Excuse me if some of us, like me and my wife and many others in this country, want to make sure that the people are vetted and they're safe. Oh, Lord. I don't get it. I just don't. I never thought I'd see a day where you can't wear American themed stuff. You're going to offend somebody. I gotta get into this because, I mean, you thought you heard it all, folks. Barbara Lee is a Democrat. And this is what's scary. This is scary. She introduced Bill H.R. 1473, which aims to stop U.S. from combating ISIS. Are you kidding me? Yeah. These people don't want to take in refugees that were created by ISIS, but they don't want to defend ISIS to prevent the need for more refugees. That is what is called liberal logic, folks. Well, we need to make sure that you can have a church, but not a mosque. Well, show me where churches around the United States are like secretly plotting to kill Americans. It's not happening. Don't worry, you know, it won't go nowhere. Well, you'd have to get a crap load of Republicans to go in on it. And like Trump would not, like Trump would like sign that. That's where you liberals are, you know. But you won't see a liberal outrage about that. That's the thing. I mean, I would. It's amazing how us conservatives can be outraged about something Trump is going to do, but you'll never see a liberal outraged about something another liberal is going to do. I don't understand at all. I can't put logic behind that at all. I can't put logic behind it at all, but this is how it is. Nancy Pelosi went to the border not to go and visit the wonderful Border Patrol and thank them for what they're doing. She's going to a immigration place where they help immigrants who have been recently released, you know, and tell them, hey, we're here to help you. You know, she's not going after, she's not like Ted Cruz that recently visited the border in his home state, you know, and actually went and talked to the Border Patrol. She went there pandering to the illegals, like, look at me. You stay here, you vote for us, we got your back. Don't worry. We don't got your back. They don't care about you. If you don't know Nancy Pelosi, I guarantee you, you ain't gotten richer because of her. You ain't better off because of her. Blacks aren't better off because of Obama. Sorry to burst your balloon, but it ain't happening. Like that lady goes, I got a phone. Everyone in Cleveland, I got a phone. And now Sean's got a hold of her. Okay, show me your taxes before. Show me your taxes now. Holy crap. Yeah. No. That's what Obama said. You're making under $250,000. Why are your taxes going up? He said they wouldn't. This is carved in stone. This has been recorded. I can't take it back. Yada, yada. And guess what? You don't have to worry if it's recorded because the liberal media will never play it again. Because God forbid anyone on their side can make a mistake. But that's what's wrong with this nation. there's not enough people that are like, hey, I support Trump, but this I disagree with. Or I support Obama, but I didn't support that. I didn't support this. You know, we need to get people that are educated, that know what's going on. But hey, we try. That's what I try to do in this program. I try to educate people, try to get people up to date on what's going on. And this is what I feel about. These are issues that are affecting me and my wife and this nation, and this is how I feel about it. Hey, if you like it, you do. You don't, you don't. You know, if you're too dumb to know anything, because that's the problem. There's so many people that don't even have a clue what's going on. And you're just like, I don't know. What? I don't get it. I just don't. The country has not changed. Oh, yeah, it has. I don't understand a nation where you have a Made in the U.S. shirt and you're going to offend someone that's trying to live here. Okay, I'm not going to go to France and bitch at them and think, excuse moi, monsieur, vous parlez l'anglais, no? As you have a problem ici, tu no parlez l'anglais? Tu no parlez l'anglais? No. They'll tell you, speak French or sayonara, Sodom. This is how we live. This is how we work. You don't like it? We put you on a plane and we send you back. Not here. You come here as a refugee and you're expected to live under the refugees' rules, not Americans' rules. You would think they were a diplomat or something. Oh, don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. We're going to pass a bill so that we don't have to go after ISIS, you know. But all they're going to do is make Trump look bad. Sorry, but, you know, North Korea is testing missiles. Iran is building nuclear weapons. And how dare he wants to build up our military? How dare? Well, Trump doesn't want to go to war. He wants us to be prepared in case we have to. You know, you don't have a fire extinguisher in your house hoping that there's a fire. No, you have it so that when there is a fire, you can take care of it. Common sense. You know? You have a military ready in case they're needed. Whatever. I don't. Lord help us. I had to read that article like 3 times. A Democrat really wants to stop the U.S. from going after ISIS? Are you? No, this is real. This is not a joke. This is a real article. It's scary. It's scary. It's scary. And then you got Democrats in action as Nancy Pelosi is sitting there like pandering to the immigrants and all this crap. She's probably like when the cameras are off, man, what you got, man? What'd you smuggle across, man? I need some, man. Give me the goods, man. You got the powder? I don't want any of that like stuff that's been like watered down, you know, with like powdered milk. I just want the real good stuff. And you got Ted Cruz that's going down there talking to the actual Border Patrol. I mean, I could see if she was down there saying, okay, haha, you got busted. You're going back. But she's not doing that. She's like, I got your vote. Don't worry. You vote for me, I won't do anything for you. Because they don't do anything. You think Nancy Pelosi really does anything for these illegals? I mean, if Obama was so great, the blacks would be better off. Chicago would be better off. That's kind of like his makeshift hometown. And what did he do for it? Got about 12 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you all for tuning in. Maybe someday things will change. Like I said earlier in the program, you know, if Trump is going to be that bad, wouldn't the liberals want his stuff to pass so that when it fails, they can blame him? No. What a weekend, folks. In Vegas, what a boxing match. Oh, yeah, man. It went like one round. Kyle Busch, bang, and Joey Logano's down, and the pit crews get into it. It went from like a Mike Tyson boxing match to the Royal Rumble. They're all getting into it. And I think NASCAR is somewhat taking, like, hey, look at this. Look at what happened. We're all on all these networks that normally probably wouldn't even talk about a race. And they're getting people, and we're going to get a bunch of people. Hey, I don't really like NASCAR, but there might be a fight next race. I got to watch. I can't turn away. I mean, and on Garage Talk, Bill France came on, and he's like, you know, we understand. You know, I mean, if they kept going and going and going, he said it was the heat of the moment. You know, you got 40 cars all trying to get to that number one spot. Things are going to happen. So, and I think it's kind of like, hey, they need to work it out as men. And like Joey Logano, because he's been teammates with Kyle Busch, and he contacted him. He's like, yo, I don't think Kyle Busch kind of gets it. Kind of, but I'm not sure. But he's like, you know, hey, I got loose accident. I'm not trying to take you out. I got loose because we're racing hard and I went into you, and it's no one's fault. And I'm sorry that, I'm not trying to intentionally take you out, because if I would have, you'd have known it. You know, and that's the thing I hated about it. If you know it's intentional, okay. If it's not, but then, you know, I mean, if it was like the fifth time, they're like, hey, you're racing hard and you do this five times and you get loose and you get into them, and okay. But who knows? It's interesting, because it's been a while since something that big's made headlines outside of like the racing world with NASCAR. So, what a start to the IndyCar season at the Grand Prix at St. Petersburg. And I've got my Dale Coon Racing Champ Car button-up shirt on. I think Dale Coon Racing found their driver in Sebastian Bourdais. He's like, this is what I want to do. That was his option. That was like his only option if he was going to race this year, and he took it. And he's like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want. Yada, yada, yada. And they're like, go for it. We trust you. You do what you know. And he started out in last place, in 21st place. So I'm like, okay. And when he cycled around to the front, to like second place, I'm like, we're going to have two things happen. He's either just going to go fall back because his qualifying effort was what it was, and it's an expression of how his car was doing, or we'll see what happens. And he got to the front, and he never turned back. He just bang, 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 got 5-second lead, 6-second lead. It's just incredible. He's an amazing driver. So, just one of those things that I think it's going to be a good year for him. He's got a good team behind him. So, yeah. I've always thought Dale Coyne Racing was a great, was like a diamond in the rough. You know, like, here's this lump of coal, and then there's a big diamond. But no one wants to break away that coal to get to it. Oh, it's just a lump of coal. I don't want to break it up. Well, if you break it up, there's an 18-karat diamond in there. And you're going to go cha-ching. And, you know, they got Sebastian Bourdais, a great driver. And I think it's going to work out. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited. We just have to see how the rest of the season turns out. And but I just love it because now we've got IndyCar back and NASCAR is going full strength. It's just, I'm still not really a super, super big fan of this stage thing that they got going. I don't know. I like, at least with IndyCar, yeah, they might change the modification of the body style a little bit, or they may say, okay, yeah, we're going to take off like 2 horsepower on the push to pass, or we're going to take away a push to pass or add one or whatever. You know, they'll do little changes, but they're not doing like NASCAR and changing like the whole thing every 2 minutes, seems like. Well, he whined because he came in second place 10 times but didn't win. He's whining. You know, I don't know. But at least you could say they listen to NASCAR drivers when they complain about something, good or bad. Wow. But what a weekend in football, folks. What a weekend. How did Manchester fare in the FA Cup? They got beat by Chelsea. But, you know, I really didn't agree with when you look at the one angle of the first yellow card of Ender Herrera, I'm like, okay. It looked like he wasn't even seeing and hit the guy. And then I kind of feel like the way when they collided, it made his hand do what it did. He didn't really, you know, he wasn't, it's sort of like when with handball. If the ball hits your hand and you're not even facing the way the ball's coming and they can tell that you have no way to try to manipulate the ball and you're not trying to, then easily let it go. And I thought that's what might happen, but yellow card. Then he got a second one, and when we were down to 10 men, it just went downhill from there. And but, you know, I'm not blaming the referees or anything. You know, they got a job to do, and if they see it's a, if they deem it a yellow card, they deem it a yellow card. If they deem it offside, they deem it offside, and you have to go with whatever they tell you. I mean, I would have probably been like, okay, let's make this a family brawl. Okay, y'all ready? Just jump on them. And but, hey. That's how it goes. And because of that, we never could really wrap our fingers around the ball and feet around the ball. And we just didn't really do much. And we're not going to repeat as FA Cup champions. So you don't win every time. And for once, it's nice to see that Jose Mourinho handled it like a gentleman. Which I'm like, wow, you know, because I mean, normally he always has some wise ass remark to say about it, but he's basically sat there and he goes, I don't speak about the referees. I am really proud of my players and Manchester United fans. You know, I was like, stuff's going to happen. You're not going to, I mean, they will sit there and they'll drag someone in. If he's doing, okay, this is the fifth bad call, then, you know, stuff's going to go down. So. But kind of exciting for Leicester City today as they move on in the Champions League with a 2-0 win over Sevilla. So it's I think that's exciting for them because right now they're not going to be in the UEFA Champions League next year, so it's neat to see how far they can go this year. And I think they'll get far until they have to play like a Real Madrid or Barcelona, and then they'll get handed to them. But until in the meantime, it's nice to see them actually doing well on that. So, I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the program that I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. I hope you be like that six-year-old. I got to do something. It doesn't have to be on your birthday. Do something. Be somebody. Yeah, I'm on the radio. I'm on the air here on Blog Talk, but hey, do something. Be somebody. Make something. Do something. As Daryl Waltrip says, you can be that spectator in the stands, you can be that car behind the wheel, the guy behind the wheel. You know? That's what drives him. Whatever you do, do it well. You know, if you really want to do something to help this country, do something to make this country better. Don't just crap on protest on stuff you don't even know anything about or don't care about. 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. But just do something. I don't know how taking Trump to court over everything or riding in the streets all the time is going to make this country better. You're basically contradicting everything you wanted Hillary Clinton in the White House for. I guess a lot of, like, I just got that wrapped in my brain, like, what? I just don't understand this nation. Like, somehow, a big chunk of this nation got on the bus that I didn't, and I don't understand. I don't get what where these people are thinking. I don't get it. Maybe I'm not supposed to. I just do what I do and love my nation. And I want to have a nation that's here for the next generation. Thank you so much for spending your hour with me. And just remember, with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge you each and our sacred honors. And until next Thursday coming up in 2 days, good night, God bless, and goodbye.